Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the now crocheting Sarah.
That's kind of a weird sort of... Yes, I am crocheting.
Yeah, she has many talents.
I'm one of those people that pays better attention if I am doing something with my hands, like if I'm sitting in a meeting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm distracto girl. Just like blah, 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 blah.
I had a teacher in elementary school who believed in that. And she would let us like doodle and stuff.
Oh, nice.
It was really great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I don't know if I paid attention more, but I enjoyed the doodling.
Right.
Which, you know, I'll take it.
I can't draw to save my life. And so doodling, I feel so much pressure. it doesn't. Okay. Crocheting. I can crochet. I can't doodle.
Yeah. Crocheting is good. It's a good skill. It's practical.
There you go.
Make yourself blankets.
That is not what our topic is today.
No, not at all. I just think it's cool. Today, if you're wondering, it's not crocheting, but we are talking about vitamins. And I guess I was telling Sarah earlier off air, there are so many more vitamins than I was aware of. And like, I'm sure there are other vitamins besides just some of the ones we're going to be talking about. But like, also just multiple B vitamins. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. There's a million B vitamins.
So many B vitamins.
Yeah. But even just walking up and down, not even like a vitamin specialty shop, but just the aisle in, let's say, Walmart or Target, the number of vitamins and supplements, you know, things that aren't necessarily even vitamins, but like fish oil or ginseng or the things that. Crazy the choices that are out there.
It is really overwhelming, and I guess that's part of the reason why I want to talk about it, because like I'm someone who I grew up eating a multivitamin, and I don't really know.
Like a Flintstones multivitamin?
Oh yeah, I mean now as a somewhat adult, I don't even take the real ones. I just do like the gummy ones.
So my husband loves the gummy vitamins.
I know. I'm like, why would I choose the other ones? They're all like chalky and gross,
right? Or they're like horse pills, and you have to try to swallow them.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, this is way better. So it's a step up from Flintstones, but you know, I still do a chewy multivitamin. So I just was curious, like I was reading the back of my bottle and I'm like, there's so much in here. Do I need all of this?
Right.
And like some words mean like they're just like words for other vitamins, you know, like it's not vitamin C, it's just like called something else, but it's just interesting. And I think, we're going to specifically be talking about what vitamins are, and then we're going to talk about the vitamins that are required for human metabolism.
Mm-hmm. I also find it interesting when you're reading them, the percentages, it'll be like 600% of your daily vitamin C. And I think, okay, I know vitamin C is supposed to help in cold and flu season, but 600% seems, if you only need 100%, do you really need 600%?
That's I think my biggest complaint about vitamins, because sometimes if you get an imbalance of one, it's not necessarily good. I mean, your body, any excess your body will just get rid of, but like I was reading, there are different, like, this not necessarily a vitamin, but like a supplement, like having biotin. If you have too much biotin as opposed to, there's a different, I don't know, B vitamin, one of the many B vitamins that you need with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have over biotin, it can make your skin look better, but it can create like a layer over your skin that can clog your pores.
Oh, geez.
If you don't have the other B vitamin in equal amounts, which I guess helps with not having that happen.
Right.
So I'm like, well, why am I getting 1,000% of this one thing?
Right.
I don't need that, you know?
Right. And if you don't do your research, then, you know, most people wouldn't necessarily know.
It's
like, I remember in college, I think, when either people were just now kind of finding out about it, or maybe I just was starting to hear about it, that taking vitamin D with your calcium help the calcium absorb better.
Oh.
And, you know, up until then, people were like, well, heck, all that calcium I took, apparently it wasn't doing me any good because I wasn't taking it with vitamin D.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and so I think vitamins are something that we should all know about, and obviously I didn't know everything about them, so it was interesting to look into it and what's important and what, you know, how you can get the vitamins besides just taking supplements, other ways you can get it, like through diet and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like with the calcium, you know, like maybe if you drink milk, might have like vitamin D in it, so maybe that helps your body absorb it as opposed to having to take an additional supplement.
Right. Do you ever feel like, though, if we actually got all the nutrients our body needed, we'd just be eating constantly? Like, we do you ever? Sometimes I think I just feel overwhelmed by the number of vitamins and nutrients and everything that your body needs for various ways to be healthy. And yeah. Then I'm like, I'm just gonna eat cookies.
Like, if you like could just get it from like all of the diverse foods, you just be eating all day to like get all the foods.
Right, yeah.
Like for, you know, 9 to 10, I'm eating kale, and then after that I change to some other thing, milk.
Oranges. Then, oh yeah, milk.
Yeah. That would be, I could see that actually. That might make me a little paranoid now. Because we're gonna be talking about the foods that these are in, and yeah. That is concerning. It's okay. I take my gummy multivitamin. We're fine. to start off, to say what a vitamin is, a vitamin is an organic molecule or related set of molecules that is an essential micronutrient that an organism needs in small quantities for proper functioning, and specifically proper functioning of its metabolism. And essential nutrients, they can't be synthesized in the organism either at all or not in sufficient quantities, and therefore they must be obtained through diet. So they're not things that you just have in your body, which is why we take vitamins or why it's important to have a healthy diet, because we get those vitamins through other sources.
Mm-hmm.
And the term vitamin, it doesn't really include the other groups of essential nutrients like minerals or essential fatty acids or essential amino acids. Those are different from just vitamins. We're going to be specifically talking about vitamins in this show. So if you go in the supplement aisle, as Sarah was saying, like in your Target or in your Walmart, there are other things that you can get that aren't necessarily vitamins. Right. There might be other supplements of some other kind.
So many kinds.
There's so many. So many different oils, more than you'll ever have thought you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, we're going to be talking about the 13 vitamins that are required by human metabolism. And I'm just going to list these quickly, and then we'll go into what each kind is specifically. So there is vitamin A, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, no vitamin B4, vitamin B5, vitamin B6, vitamin B7, vitamin B9, vitamin B12, finally we're out of it, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K.
Why, or maybe we're going to talk about this later, why are they letters? I mean, okay, so there's vitamin A. Was it like the first one they discovered? And then vitamin, why are there so many B's? I have so many questions.
Interesting. You know, I haven't thought about that.
Who named them?
Huh. I kind of feel like that would just be a way to easily categorize them.
Right. What I was wondering. Are they categorized? Like, I mean, when I read this, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin.
Right.
If you're a scientist, you probably are saying, yeah, those are in XYZ category. Oh, there, I just used more letters. But you know what I mean? Those are in a specific category. I just don't know what it is.
Right. And you also bring up an interesting point. So when I'm saying like vitamin A or vitamin B1 or whatever, they have other names as well. So like vitamin B1 is like thiamine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading the back of your vitamin thing, you might be like, well, none of these are in there. Well, they have other names too. Like vitamin B2 is riboflavin.
Not helpful.
Yeah. But like, I'm not going to remember that. Like, I'm like, B2 is easier than riboflavin.
Right.
Or whatever that is. Or like vitamin C is also ascorbic acid, which you hear a lot of. And what I mentioned earlier, biotin, that's vitamin B7. So I don't know. It is interesting. Also in vitamins, there are fat soluble vitamins and water soluble vitamins.
Yeah, I don't understand this one either.
Yeah, this is interesting. So fat soluble vitamins are stored in the fatty tissue of the body and the liver. Vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat soluble, and these are easier to store than water soluble vitamins, and they can stay in the body as reserves for days and sometimes even months. And fat-soluble vitamins are absorbed through the intestinal tract with the help of fats or lipids. Then there are water-soluble vitamins. Water-soluble vitamins do not stay in the body for a long time. The body cannot store them, and they are soon excreted in urine or other waste. And because of this, water-soluble vitamins need to be replaced more often than fat-soluble ones. And vitamin C and all the B vitamins are water-soluble.
So can you take too many fat-soluble vitamins and they're just, like, being stored in too great of quantity?
Oh, potentially. I don't know. I feel like when they're like, oh, this is like 100% of your whatever vitamin. I like to think that like when multivitamins or other vitamin companies do that, they're like controlling for that.
Yeah, I hope
you know,
so.
Like they're not like, oh, well, this is fat soluble, so we're going to reduce how much we give you, you know, in your daily value. But I don't know. I don't know how those companies work.
Me either.
In their labeling tactics. Before we go into talking about each vitamin specifically, we're going to take a break. And before we go into a break, I want to mention, if you're health conscious and if you're concerned, maybe not just about the vitamins that you're taking, but about the air that you breathe, about the quality of the air that you breathe specifically inside your house, you might be interested in different air filters. And we all know the HEPA filter, it's the most common one, but that was developed during the Second World War. And so really, it's not super advanced. But luckily, there is a company called Molecule, and they have introduced a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. So not just capturing these air pollutants in the filter, but actually destroying them. One customer who has used the specific filter even said that she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years, which is obviously amazing. So with this filter, you might be interested, and if you are, there is an offer going on right now, and you can get $75 off your first order. And if you want to get this offer, you go to molecule.com, which is M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and then at checkout, enter the promo code GSMCHealth. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back and keep talking about vitamins.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about vitamins. Before the break, we talked about just some simple ground rules, but, you know, setting the groundwork for what vitamins are. And so now I want to talk about the specific vitamins of the 13 that are required by humans for metabolism. And the one I want to start with, obviously, is vitamin A. The vitamin A chemical names are retinol, and then 4-carotenoids, and that also includes beta-carotene. And vitamin A is fat-soluble, as I had mentioned earlier. If you have a deficiency in vitamin A, it can cause night blindness, hence when you think about beta-carotene in carrots. Mm-hmm. And then, there are going to be a lot of scientific words that I stumble over. Keratomalacia.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that's right. And this is an eye disorder that results in a dry cornea, which
sounds
really
painful.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you want to get vitamin A, again, you can get it from supplements, but you can also get it from other food sources like liver, cod liver oil, carrots, broccoli, sweet potato, butter, kale, spinach, pumpkin, collard greens, and some cheeses, apparently.
Hmm.
Eggs, apricots, cantaloupe, melon, and milk.
I am really glad that that list went on from liver and cod liver oil.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe night blindness isn't so bad.
Have you thought about, like, when I go on the supplement aisle and I'll see things like cod liver oil, I often think, well, what is that for?
Right, yeah,
you know?
Me too.
But I mean, vitamin A. Which
yeah.
is interesting, I mean, because now, I guess if you want to choose to take the oil as opposed to, like, just a little tablet that says vitamin A, that's probably a mix of a lot of other things.
Yeah.
And I guess like to be more natural.
I feel like, maybe. I feel like whenever I hear the phrase cod liver oil, I think of like the past times. Oh, yes. You know, olden times. I don't like to say that, but you know, where it's sort of like, here, take your cod liver oil.
Yeah.
You picture someone with a big spoon yep. slurping down cod liver oil.
Ugh. Yeah.
And I've never had it, so I probably shouldn't ugh it, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah. You never know. Someone maybe might like it.
Maybe.
And I also think about when I'm in the aisle and I can see, like, if I'm looking for, like, smoothie mix-ins, like powders, a lot of times it'll be, like, powdered broccoli or, you know, like, pea protein with sweet potato and kale.
There's so many different options
it's
now.
So diverse. Yeah. And I guess that makes sense looking at this, like, because it has, like, kale has vitamin A. So, you know, it's like trying to say, well, with these other things, with your protein powder, you can also get vitamin A from kale and, you know, sound really hipster with your kale. I don't know. if you want to take your vitamin A that way, go for it. Now we're going to go into the B vitamins. So hang on. There are a lot of
just like, get
B
comfortable.
Vitamins. Yeah.
Maybe get a
Settle
snack.
Settle in. Yeah, a healthy snack. I'll be also mentioning a lot of healthy foods for a diverse diet. So, you know, maybe pick up some of those.
Yeah.
It also kind of turns out that every kind of natural food is generally good for you and has some type of vitamin in it.
Right.
Which is not surprising.
I wonder if there's a natural food that has no vitamins.
Just no, just no nothing. Benefit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll Google it later.
I guess we'll just figure out which one I have not mentioned, maybe. Apparently, maybe some cheeses. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start with the first just B vitamin, B1. And the chemical name for B1 is thiamine. This is water soluble. And deficiency in B1, that can cause beriberi or Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. And these diseases, the symptoms include muscle weakness, problems with coordination or loss of muscle, an enlarged heart or fast heart rate, peripheral neuropathy, like limb weakness, loss of appetite, and then the sensation of pins and needles, which like when you're like foot's asleep,
right?
And shortness of breath or swelling in the extremities, which
that's a lot.
Does not sound good. Yeah, so you really don't want this. It is treatable though, which I'm sure is you just increase your B vitamin,
right?
But I guess I mean that's how privileged I am. I don't think about these types of things because I live in the U.S. and, you know, I don't have to worry about my diet that much or access to vitamins easily. Like I was saying, like in Target, I could just go to Target. But this is obviously more common in developing countries when there's not easy access to like vitamins or a balanced diet.
Right.
But it is treatable. Also, good sources of this vitamin are in yeast, pork, cereal grains, sunflower seeds, brown rice, whole grain rye, asparagus, kale, cauliflower, potatoes, oranges, liver, and eggs. Man, liver is good
liver,
for you.
Yeah, apparently.
Huh. That doesn't make me want to eat it more.
Is that because all the vitamins that whatever animal ate
go through the liver?
In the liver? I don't know. That's gross.
Maybe. You know, I guess maybe. But doesn't the liver just like filter things out?
You'd think so. Yeah. But what if
it just like holds on to some of it?
It hasn't gotten to that filtering process yet?
Maybe.
The animal died?
I don't know.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but
maybe. I don't know, but liver. Also, if you are like a vegetarian, you shouldn't be concerned because there are lots of other ways to get vitamins. I mean, obviously, if you're a vegetarian, you should probably know more about your diet and make sure you're getting a balanced diet.
Yes.
But it's not like these are all just like in meats or things like that, or just like in eggs. Moving on to the next B vitamin, which is B2. The chemical name for vitamin B2 is riboflavin. It is water-soluble as well, like all the B vitamins. And deficiency in B2 can cause... Oh, I'm not going to... Riboflavinosis? Yeah.
Well, let's see. If it's riboflavin, then a riboflavinosis, maybe.
Oh, ooh, that
maybe.
Good. Yeah.
Just
I like
say
the
like
connection.
You, just
to
say it like you know what you're talking about.
I try. This disease is particularly categorized by sores on the mouth.
Oh.
Which does not sound like a really bad cold sore. Ugh.
Yeah.
I guess open sores.
Or would a canker sore? It says on the mouth.
Oh,
in the mouth?
I don't
would a
know.
Canker sore be it? Something like that?
I guess when I thought about like just the scary name of this made me think of like worse sores than like a canker sore. But like an open sore. But a canker sore is a sore. So maybe. I don't know. Good sources of B2 include asparagus, bananas, persimmons, okra, chard, cottage cheese, milk, yogurt, other meats, eggs, fish, and green beans.
So, well, when I got canker sores, my mom used to make me put plain yogurt on them.
Oh.
Which tasted gross.
Yeah,
but,
ew. Yeah.
Hey, maybe. So,
interesting.
I don't know. Maybe there's some.
Maybe.
One of those, you know, kind of. Not an old wives' tale, but like.
Like the home remedies.
Home remedies that have some basis in.
Yeah. Huh. I feel like I should look at then, like, the medicine that you put on canker sores and see if it has B2 in it.
There you go.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
On to B3. The chemical names, this has two names, is niacine or niacinamide.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Again, it's water-soluble. Deficiency in this is can cause pellagra.
Which is what when it's at home?
Which is what when it's at home? Oh, I didn't get that one. But good sources of B3 are, again, liver and other organs like heart, kidney, also in meats like chicken, beef, fish, like such as tuna and salmon, milk, eggs, avocados, dates, tomatoes, leafy vegetables, broccoli, carrots, sweet potatoes, asparagus, nuts, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, and brewer's yeast.
Pellagra is also known as the three Ds, and it is marked by dementia, diarrhea, and dermatitis. Those are really dissimilar.
Interesting.
Things.
I remember reading that one because I remember the image that comes up when you Google it. So,
yeah.
Oh, that didn't make it to my notes. But the three Ds.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Huh.
Ooh. That's weird.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff today.
Yeah. You should definitely take B3 then because all of those sound bad.
None of those are pleasant.
They're all bad. Yeah. So, again, I mean, we're just so privileged that, like, I feel like I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's really important to get a balanced diet. This is really a PSA for having a good diet and vitamins when you need it. Moving on, we're on to B5. The chemical name for B5 is pantothenic acid. It is, again, water-soluble. And deficiency can cause paresthesia or pins and needles, which is abnormal dermal sensation, like tingling, prickling, chilling, burning, or like a numb sensation, which again is like if your foot's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and this can happen when there's really no apparent cause for the pins and needles. It's not like you're like cutting off blood circulation. It just kind of happens. Because
right.
like when your foot falls asleep, it's like, I believe it's blood circulation. You know, if you're stiff and you haven't moved around a lot.
Right.
But this will happen just for no reason, which does not sound fun.
Huh.
Good sources for this include meats, whole grains, although milling of grains can remove the vitamin, potentially. Also, broccoli, avocados, royal jelly, and fish ovaries.
Oh.
Which is really specific.
I'm going to stick with the broccoli and the avocados.
Do we eat fish ovaries? Don't we just eat the eggs?
Fish ovaries.
Yeah, that's very specific.
That is very specific. Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, you watch enough Food Network, you see everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But, it's not like I have a fish ovaries recipe in the kitchen.
We'll have to go to some other cookbooks. But also royal jelly, which I believe is it's related to like bees.
Yeah, I think so. Let me Google that too.
Oh, interesting. So, I mean, I feel like some of this, it's not like you read like royal jelly and fish ovaries. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to eat that. But then also like broccoli and avocados and like meats and whole grains. Like you don't have to go really super out there in order to consume these vitamins. Which is good for all of us. Or, yeah, for B5 pantothenic acid.
Royal jelly. Well, it's royal jelly. I don't know.
Thank you, internet.
It didn't just come. You know, usually you type something in and it comes up with a nice, concise paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
The internet.
Like, just like straight from the Wikipedia one
right.
paragraph that it pulls out
of. Oh, a honeybee secretion that is used in the nutrition of larvae. As well as adult queens.
Oh.
It is secreted from the glands of the hydrophalanx of nurse bees.
Interesting.
No, hypopharynx. Oh. Not, I totally screwed that word up.
So I guess it's not honey, but it's related to
bee
bees.
Yeah, bee related.
Interesting.
So nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. Just pulling that out of my bank of maybe Food Network. I don't know. I don't know where I got that, but B facts.
Yeah.
The B movie. I don't know. Probably definitely not the B movie. There's no way that Seinfeld put that in there.
You never know.
We're going to take a break, but before we do, I again want to mention this really great air filter. It's from Molecule. It doesn't just trap the pollutants and other, you know, dust and things like that that are in your air, like the existing HEPA filters, but it actually is able to destroy the air pollutants at a molecular level. This is a great filter. Many customers have really enjoyed it and have been able to breathe because of this technology. And the technology is personally effective, also verified by science, but most importantly, it's tested by real people. And Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. If you're interested in getting this filter, there's a great offer going on right now. You can get $75 off your first order. And to get this, go to molecule.com or molecule.com. And at checkout, enter the promo code GSMCHealth. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about vitamins, and we are still going through the B vitamins because there are so many.
There's a million.
We are going on to B6, and the chemical names for B6 are pyridoxine, pyridoxamine, or pyridoxal.
So they like to set fires?
I guess. A lot.
Sorry.
Vitamin B6 is water soluble, and a deficiency in B6 can cause anemia, peripheral neuropathy, or damage to parts of your nervous system that are other than the brain or spinal cord, which is peripheral neuropathy.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I'm glad it's not your brain or spinal cord, but that's still not good.
Yeah.
Good sources of B6 are meats, bananas, whole grains, vegetables, nuts, and when milk is dried, apparently it loses half of its B6, so not dried milk if you're trying to get a bunch of it. And also, I guess, apparently freezing and canning of milk can reduce its content as well.
Hmm.
So, I mean, milk is obviously good. It's on a lot of these lists as good sources, but I guess you shouldn't, you know, just rely on dried milk or canned milk, or if you freeze it for whatever reason. I guess storing
it. Interesting, yeah.
But yeah, so milk is a good source for a lot of things, not just calcium. Moving on, we are going to, surprise, B7. the chemical name of B7 is biotin. And again, it is water soluble. Deficiency in this can cause dermatitis or enteritis, which is inflammation of the intestine.
Oh, that doesn't sound pleasant.
Does not sound good.
No.
Good sources of this are egg yolk, liver, and some vegetables. So, specifically egg yolk.
Yeah.
Interesting. Going on to B9, the chemical name for B9 are folic acid or folinic acid. I don't feel like I have to mention the water soluble thing again. All the B vitamins
did.
Are. Okay, well, next time, I swear, next time, on the last one, I will skip.
All right.
Also, apparently deficiency of B9 during pregnancy has been linked to birth defects. And pregnant women are encouraged to supplement folic acid for ideally an entire year before becoming pregnant.
Yeah. When you look at prenatal vitamins, they have a lot of folic acid. And I know my doctor has said, you can take, there's nothing wrong with taking prenatal vitamins, even if you aren't pregnant. Your hair will just look good. Your hair and nails will look really good. Oh. But yeah, if you want to take vitamins, you can take prenatal vitamins. You don't have to be thinking about getting pregnant.
They just have a lot of folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And good sources of B9 include leafy vegetables, legumes, liver again, man, baker's yeast, some fortified grain products, and sunflower seeds. Also, several fruits have moderate amounts, as does beer, apparently.
Well, baker's yeast. I was going to say yeast. But, and grain products.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I have heard, I believe we mentioned this on an earlier episode, was like people would bathe in beer, like that was apparently good for their hair. So I don't know. Folic acid.
Yeah.
Vitamin C, chemical name is ascorbic acid, water soluble, and deficiency can cause megaloblastic anemia. So this sounds like really scary anemia.
Did we skip vitamin B12?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
You didn't want to have to not.
You're right. I just really avoided saying water soluble. I also got sick of the B vitamins. B12, the chemical names for B12 are cyanocobalamin.
Yes.
Or the names do not get easier. Hydroxycobalamin.
Cobalamin.
Methylcobalamin. Oof, wow. Balamin.
Cobalamin?
I guess. Yeah. Deficiency can cause megaloblastic anemia, which is a condition where bone marrow produces an unusually large, abnormal, immature red blood cells.
Mm.
Oof. Good sources include fish, shellfish, meat, poultry, eggs, milk, and other dairy products. And some fortified cereals and soy products, as well as fortified nutritional yeast. Also, vegans are advised to take B12 supplements.
Mm-hmm, because they wouldn't eat really anything that's
any
on
of
that.
Those things. Yeah. So it's important. Okay, now we're going on. The one that I was clearly excited about. Vitamin C, which, as I mentioned, the chemical name is ascorbic acid. It is water-soluble. And the deficiency can also cause megaloblastic anemia. Good sources include fruit and vegetables. And apparently the Kakadu plum and the Kamu Kamu fruit have the highest vitamin C contents of all food. Also, liver, again, has really high levels. And if you cook, you will destroy the vitamin C in your food, apparently.
Okay.
So if you just cook oranges, you're not helping yourself.
But what about liver?
Oh. I mean, I guess if it has really high levels, maybe you're just decreasing it. But I feel like...
Maybe, but it says destroyed.
That's true.
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, I'm not going to eat liver anyway, so...
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really apply to me. But people do, you know, liver and onions, it's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Vitamin D. Oh, this is going to be a fun one. Chemical names are ergocalciferol or cholecalciferol. Ciferol?
Yeah.
It's fat soluble. Deficiency may cause rickets or osteomalacia, which is the softening of bones.
That makes sense as to why it goes along with calcium.
Yeah. And good sources are exposure to ultraviolet B or aka UVB sunlight,
mm-hmm.
Or other sources that can like produce vitamin D. Like you can find it in fatty fish, eggs, beef liver, and mushrooms.
Specifically beef liver. That's interesting.
Yeah. The other sources do not specify what type of animal liver, but beef liver. Interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of vitamin D. Good for them. Vitamin E, the chemical name is tocopherolis or tocotrienols. It's fat soluble. Deficiency is uncommon, but it may cause hemolytic anemia in newborns. And this is a condition where blood cells are destroyed and removed from the blood too early, which is sad.
Yeah.
Good sources of this include kiwi fruit, almonds, avocado, eggs, milk, nuts, leafy green vegetables, apparently unheated vegetable oils, wheat germ, and whole grains. So I guess we're doing like a salad dressing or something with a vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is vitamin K. Chemical names are phylloquinone and menaquinones. Sounds like I'm trying to say metachlorines.
that's a completely different thing.
It's fat soluble. And deficiency can cause bleeding diathesis,
mm-hmm.
which is an unusual susceptibility to bleeding. And good sources include leafy green vegetables, avocado, kiwi fruit, and apparently parsley contains a lot of vitamin K. Huh. Not that I just eat parsley by the handful, but, you know.
Interesting.
Like a good side or a sauce. Overall, I do want to say we've gone through all these vitamins, and I've mentioned all the food sources that you can find them in. The U.S. dietary guidelines, they do generally focus on overall diet as the best way to get enough nutrients for your health. And really, vitamins should firstly come from a balanced and varied diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables. Not just you eat different burgers from different restaurants. Varied fruits and vegetables. And health professionals may recommend vitamin supplements for people with certain conditions or like during pregnancy or for those on a restricted diet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're taking supplements, try not to like exceed the stated maximum dose. So if your thing just says two vitamins a day, don't take four.
Yeah.
Health problems can result from that. And it's also possible some medications can interact with the vitamin supplements. So yes. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider before using supplements along with your normal medication. So please consider that before you just start, I don't know.
Don't just
mixing everything.
Go and take every supplement in the supplement aisle and start taking them willy-nilly.
Yeah, especially if you're taking other prescribed medications. Mm-hmm. Please talk to your doctor. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you can tune in to the next Health and Wellness podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.